Hey, it's me, Joe. You know, your old pal, Uncle Joe. Today, we're going to look at some more girls without the paint on the face. Because that's what I like to do in my spare time. And boy, oh boy, I have so much of it. So let's get right into it. Oh, here we go. This one's got an interesting look. She's got red hair. And you know, my pal, the angry little leprechaun, he just loves the red hair. And you know, it's March, and we got the, what's that day? Valentine's Day, you know, for the leprechauns. She kind of looks a little bit like a leprechaun. So let's see, without all the leprechaun-y magic all over her face. And I just got to the end of the rainbow, and it's a big pot of poop. See, maybe that's like leprechaun magic. You know, you get to the end of the rainbow, and you think it's a fairy tale, but instead you lift the tail up, and you're looking at where all the poop comes out of. And what's that say on her face there with the magic marker? It's not mephobia. I don't even know what that means. I got to call up Hunter. I gotta ask him.
Yo, what up, Pops?
Hey, Hunter, what does mephobia mean?
Yeah, sure, Pops, I'll hook you up. Mephobia means a fear becoming so awesome that the human race can't handle it and everybody dies.
Wow, how'd you know that?
It's because I got it tattooed on my ass. All right, Pops, I gotta get back to the sale I'm having here down at the hookah hut. Word up, catch you later, old man.
Boy, that Hunter, he's like the smartest guy I know. Okay, let's move on to the next person here, the next girl. Oh, this one, that's a pretty looking girl. She's young too. I like them young.
Everything going okay, Joe?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm talking to Jijian, the ping guy from China. Yeah, I'm video conferencing him.
Can I get you anything? Do you need your snack and juice box?
Yeah, I'm good. I don't need my snack. I'll have my snack later, okay? Just give me, go away, okay? I don't need you right now.
Okay, well, I'll just be over here waiting in the corner. Just waiting.
Oh, Kumala, Kamal. Kumal, I don't know what her name is. Okay, that woman over there, she's always hanging around. Someone needs to give her something to do. She's always bothering me. Always just hanging around. Anyway, what was I saying? This girl here. Okay, let's see what she looks like without the makeup on. I bet she's gonna look just as good. I mean, that is, you know, it's hard to find a girl who looks so good like that. And I'm sure she's probably not even wearing makeup. What happened to the other girl? This is like magic. I mean, they took the girl, the good-looking girl, and then this is like a homeless person. Who is that guy? The magician. Barry Cooperstein, Davy Crockin, Die. I got it. It was David Cooper Mill, it's a day Copper, David Damon Copper. You know, the magician, the guy he made the. Wasn't it the space shuttle? He made the space shuttle disappear. I remember watching it on TV. It was the space shuttle. that they went to the space, right? They went to the moon. That did the space shuttle go to the moon? It went to the moon, right? They went there and they came back. Yeah, I think so. So yeah, David, the magician, he's got to be behind this. This is like magic. The girl, she's there and then she's not there, and it's a homeless person. She needs to go to a soup kitchen and take a shower, wash her hair, her face. She's got stuff all over her face, like she's been smoking meth or something. Okay, I think we got one more to look at here. So let's do this. All right, well, this one, that's interesting. Look, now she's got, it's kind of like pink hair, and she's got the My Little Pony shirt on, and I don't know about all that bad stuff, the ink that's like if you go to the docks, you know, down by the docks, the sailors have all those. You know what they are. The ink with the pictures and the ink on their skin. And I guess it's a look if you work on a boat, right? But now I like the My Little Pony and the pink hair. You know, back when I was younger, when I was hanging out with Corn Pop and we were going out and looking for girls, you know, you had three choices. You had dark hair, like brown and black, or, you know, dark. And then you had the blonde hair. I like the blonde hair. That blonde hair's nice, right? And then you had the reds, you know. It wasn't pink. It was red. They had different shades, like from light red to a dark red, but you know, it was real red. And now we have like pink and blue and green and purple. I've seen purple. The kids are wearing purple hair now. You know, but I like blonde. I like those blondes a blonde hair, blonde, you know, that's, I like that. Oh yeah, and then you had gray hair, great. But those were old people. Ain't nobody was looking at the old people. They were just out there in the park, you know, feeding the birds out there with the gray hair. Sometimes I like to go out into the rose garden, get a loaf of bread from the kitchen and sit there and feed the pigeons. You know, look back at everything in my life. And there's a lot to think about in there, like space shuttles and Corn Pop and blondes. And I like them blondes. They're nice. Okay, let's see what this one looks like without her makeup. And hold on, I gotta pause it right there. That's it with that lollipop. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, no makeup now. Let's see what it looks like. Ha ho ha ha. Ah, looks like that kid from the movies with the witches. What was the guy's name? Harry? Yeah. Harry Styles? My grandkids, they would watch these movies. They'd fly around on brooms and they had that. Harry's that one blonde in that movie. What was her name? It doesn't matter. And they all were friends, and they went to school, and they would do magic. Not see that this is like witches and magic. I think there's a theme here. They put magic on you. They put a spell to make you think they looked like one way, and then the spell wears off, and poof, they're somebody else, and yeah, that's it. That's the way it goes. Welcome to the world. Okay, well, I'm going to go eat my snack and take a nap. So I'll catch you the next time. All right. Bye.